water from the flood. Where did it all go?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers and editors of Creation Magazine. Now, Ken, if the whole globe was covered by water at the time of Noah's flood, then where did all the water go at the end of the flood?
Well, the water's still on Earth. Now, you might say, but wait a minute, water's not covering the whole Earth. That's true, but if you were to level out all the mountains and also fill in the ocean basins, you'd find there's enough water in the oceans to cover the Earth to a depth of about 2 miles. You see, the way I believe God ended the flood was that he raised up the mountains and lowered the ocean basins so the water poured off the Earth into the oceans. And you know what? There's a lot of scientific evidence that fits with this view. For instance, you know the water lines you have on your bathtub when you haven't cleaned your bath for a while? Well, anyway, those sort of water lines actually exist on continents all around the world. This indicates the whole world has been covered with water. Certainly, scientists all agree the whole world's been covered with water. They just don't agree it was all at one time. But where's the water from the flood now? Well, it still covers 3/4 of the Earth's surface, actually.
We receive many questions about Noah's flood, but perhaps the most asked question we get at the Answers Ministry is, if there's a God, why is there so much death and suffering in the world? Well, it's the topic of a free booklet written by Ken Ham, and it's available free on our website, answersradio.com. Log on to answersradio.com.